last time on Paint It Black.
Yeah, because that's what they do when they do like the gender reassignment, because they just turn it inside out, basically.
No.
Yeah. They like sort of cut it open and then just stop.
They flip it. It's easier to dig a hole than build a pole. Never make that sound again.
Florida man arrested for monkey sex.
We're just getting every animal. We won't stop until every animal. Sex with a monkey? Fuck.
Sex with a monkey.
Or he's just doing a monkey style. That's
What is monkey stuff? Is that you?
After months and months and months of watching Game of Thrones, I was like, you cursed their firstborn girl? Who fucking cares, these people? Like,
I'm waiting for the boy.
Curse them again, bitch! I don't give a fuck.
Really, they get relegated to X-Pac?
Well, because that's like the knockoff X-Men.
How do you have a Mexican multiple man without making all the races go?
You can!
It's like, everybody, it's going to the border now!
He shows up in a tiny car and fucking 100 of them come out.
Bro, he makes mad money day laboring.
It's one. It's one.
How many people you need?
Welcome back to the Week in Review, Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrd.
Did we ever figure out what doing it monkey style was?
Yeah, but you guys were fucking like, no, it can't be that. I just came up with it. I was like, you put your hands on your side, kind of like you're sitting down, and you just swing back and forth like you're...
No, I
disagree with that. No, completely.
That's how I picture it.
No, man, you need to get like... Like, the girl's in the bed, and you, like, get this apparatus where it's kind of like a vine, and you go back and forth, like, bah, and then you kick her off the bed, and you're like, bah.
You see, like, a pull-up bar when it goes in the door?
You stick a banana in it, all right? That's it.
Anyway, Paint It Black Podcast, I'm Pete, that's Brian.
Yo.
And there's Lou.
Hey.
Just the three of us today.
Yeah, there's three amigos today. I mean, maybe we should start doing Back on Friday again.
Yes.
It's tough. It's tough. I think I've gotten this whole social life thing all of a sudden.
Next week, me and Lou on Friday.
Man, there was one week where I didn't realize we postponed it. Me and Mikey showed up. Man, if I knew how to fuck with your soundboard, it would have been the Lou and Mikey show.
Technology was the prevention.
Wait, you came here with Mikey and neither of us were here?
This is months ago.
It was months ago when like... He went to like a basketball game or something, and I forgot. Oh. I totally forgot about it. But I was like, man, if I knew, we would have just been saying dumb racist shit the whole time.
But it's just been all your sound clips.
Right.
I'm pretty sure you have a virtual version of us in there.
I could probably piece together an episode if I really wanted.
He has a lot more dialogue from you. He's a lot more of me like doing crazy voices.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't want to hear any of them.
He has you saying some scandalous shit.
I know.
There's a lot of me kind of like saying stuff like kind of gay wise. Like, a lot of gay stuff coming from my mouth.
Well, you know, I was just thinking today, like, we have so much audio out there on the internet. If someone wanted to record like a fake bit of us like confessing to some crime, they could probably do it.
It would sound terrible. Like,
I don't know.
You're like, there are hours.
Monkey sex.
Monkey sex.
There were hours upon hours of us talking. They could probably piece it together.
I actually just uploaded the other one a little late, but I uploaded it and I saw this was our 84th episode. So in about 3 months or so, it's going to be, or 4 months I should say, it's going to be our 100th episode.
Should we do something with that?
Yeah, we should. We should maybe get like a bunch of all the old guests that we've had on here and just
you know,
revolving door in and out.
Yeah, yeah. We should put him in the room with the big beanbag.
Yeah. Because like realistically, like I don't want to do a clip thing because you know, was it 4 months from now? It's gonna be October.
And we did our clip thing.
And we're gonna do a clip thing for the end of the year. Yeah. So might as well just have like all the guests, the people themselves.
Yeah.
All the regulars.
Yeah. Maybe even try and figure out how to call somebody.
I could do that. We call Pete.
Yeah.
An A squad.
Nice.
I couldn't hear a word.
Just the thing we have. All you have to do is stick the thing they have in your computer and put it into the phone.
Got it.
That's it.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Right. Yeah.
That's technology.
Technology, everybody.
We figured out the most basic shit to do.
Back to the Future wasn't that far off, man.
Anyway.
FaceTime.
Yeah. You guys have a good week. Do anything cool?
Me? Nah. I watched Game of Thrones. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I did.
You can't go wrong there.
Halo 2 tournament at the house again.
Did that again?
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Yo, call me when it's going to be the No Mercy tournament.
Well, fuck, that's not. Yeah, because you still play that.
I don't, but I just remember it, like riding a bike, man.
Lou, you eat anything interesting? That's normally your go-to.
Unless you call Pop-Tarts and Elio's like every day interesting.
How would you function?
You're gonna get like colon cancer.
That was Courtney's fault, though. You know, she told me she would take care of the food shopping. She comes back with Doritos and Pop-Tarts. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's like, how would you like to eat for the rest of the week for under $10? I got like three things at Elio's, right? And like a bunch of America's Choice Pop-Tarts, the one without the frosting. Right.
Like, that's it.
Yeah, your parents ever come home with
the Wallbaum's brand.
Your parents come home with the sans frosting ones, and you're just like, oh man.
Yeah.
Just dry your mouth
sucks.
Out.
Sucks. This is the most like, I don't know, it's like chewing cotton. It sucks, man.
Dry toast.
She did that thing where you go when you're hungry and you just pick up like whatever you want at the time.
Hungry or high? A bag of Doritos and some Pop-Tarts?
No, she bought more, but it was all snack foods. Ice cream. And she bought bread, but no deli meats or nothing.
It's got some bread, gonna do a carbo load. And
Dorito sandwich.
She bought all manner of sodas. You know.
Yo, you guys should.
You guys are gonna go into like diabetic shock.
Yeah, you guys should get a list going. Like milk, eggs.
I know.
Fucking
basics.
Cheese.
I was hoping
something
for the
with
milk.
Protein in it.
I was hoping for the milk, man. There's a giant double box of Raisin Bran with my name on it.
You need vitamins at some point.
Raisin Bran is like.
It's got raisin vitamins.
Yeah.
Vitamin R.
Vitamin
and besides
R.
Milk is it's core
got
stuff.
Calcium, dude.
Core stuff.
Yeah. You could probably
what
live
kind
off
of milk do you go with?
1%, I think.
Okay.
You could probably live off of just milk, I think.
I grew up with skim milk my whole life, and then one day someone's like, skim milk? You ever had whole milk? I was like, nah, man. This is like I didn't even realize that, like, I was always drinking the chocolate milk at school, so I didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
So, like, it was probably, like, I was, like, 12. I was like, bro, dude, real whole milk is the shit. I just thought chocolate milk was that much better than skim milk.
Right.
Skim milk was garbage. It's like water.
Yeah. I was a 2%er.
2%er? What's the difference? Is it like, is that, like, 66%?
I don't know the numbers. I just know my mother would always buy 2%, and now I buy, like, fat-free, whatever it is.
You know what it is?
Yeah. I don't even drink a lot of milk.
I don't drink it straight, usually.
Cereal.
Not
when,
even
right. When you put it in cereal or you put a bunch of chocolate powder in there, it doesn't really matter what you got.
I
use milk like as a cooking agent more than anything.
What do you cook with milk?
You add a little to your scrambled eggs and make them fluffy.
Okay. What else?
I heard that
if you're talking about like you've got 30 recipes.
No, it's not
30
like
milk.
That.
Bro, my scrambled eggs.
No,
Pete's making the milk steak.
Milk steak is boiling.
Some milk fajitas, everybody.
No, I'll have your finest milk steak.
No, we gotta add some milk to our fajitas. And a big scoop of lard and milk.
Nice.
Make a croissant.
Your fucking Hunger Games voice is back.
Hunger Games? I thought that was What's-Her-Face.
That's what the bitch dude died, obviously, but like...
What was her name?
Dude, I don't know. She's on PBS. She's like part of the fucking, hey. The Mr. Rogers, like a, hey, how you doing? Like...
That just made him sound
so
creepy.
Bob Ross was.
How you doing?
Little happy clown, little fluffy. Little
he
happy.
Was.
You just made him sound like a pedophile McConaughey, though. Hi.
Hey, would you like to come in my car? All right.
How you doing?
Who knows? That guy was probably twisted.
Rogers?
Yeah.
No, don't speak ill of Mr. Rogers.
Oh, no, sorry.
Bob Ross.
He was not twisted at all.
I don't know.
I bet you he, like, fucked like an animal, but he wasn't twisted. Like, I bet you he put in time in the bedroom, but, like, he wasn't twisted. Mr. Rogers,
know,
dude.
I won't paint you.
Mr.
Rogers. You surrounded by puppets and kids all day? Like,
that's definitely fucked up.
Yeah.
He's got, like, a back room of puppets that, like, the arms are torn off. The eye has been poked out. None of the hair is in there.
It's a dark side of the land of make-believe.
He's got, like, that fucking, the Joker left.
There's some doll that's getting fucking drawn and quartered.
Yeah, not even like it's like quasi-sexual, but it's like quasi-sexual, but it's mostly like fucked up stuff,
right?
Like,
the other side of the puppet kingdom is just straight up Winterfell.
All puppets with their hands on their cheeks, like oh.
like Home Alone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sick twisted shit, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
It's like a fucked up Toy Story, man.
I thought I told you to take off your shoes when you walked in. This is brand new carpet.
What's the matter with your neighbor?
That's a hop, skip, and a jump away from like Buffalo Bill territory, you know?
Yes. Wait. Give me 1 second here. we're gonna do a new Mr. Rogers, I feel.
I'm gonna let you take care of that one.
Where is the song? 1 sec.
Pete, you be the puppet.
I'm trying to think of what any of the puppets were named.
Oh yeah, right? I don't remember.
Won't you be my neighbor? Come on in, we'll have a good time. Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. I'd fuck me hard.
Okay. Alright. That's gross.
Got Jodie Foster knocking on the door.
Let's do news. Lou, will you do some news?
1 second. All right. Back to the news here.
Mm-hmm. That made me uncomfortable.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
He like molested a kid, and that kid grew up to be Buffalo Bill. Like that.
I'm so glad I got the little Captain Spaulding figure in front of me. Like, so appropriate for that whole thing.
Yeah, right.
Official fucking clown business.
Right. I don't know about you guys, but I laughed hysterically at that part.
That's the funniest part.
Like, I feel like that's another one of those moments, if I'm at the theater, I would have been like the only motherfucker laughing.
That whole movie was hilarious. Like, the whole Tutti Frutti con is like, there is no fucking Tutti Frutti in your future.
Right.
Well, like, the second half of the movie is nonstop funny.
Oh, yeah.
And well, until they're getting tortured at the end. Yeah. But the whole road trip part. Mm-hmm.
The whole movie's hilarious to me. I don't know. Like, it's
well, actually, the rape scenes, not as much.
No, obviously not the intense rape scenes aren't that funny.
Right.
But like, everything that leads up to that is really good stuff. Like, if you were going to get raped, I would like to have a little pizzazz out of my rapers, at least. Like, you know, like, he's going to chuckle here and there.
Define pizzazz.
Running in with somebody's face.
Like, some noisemakers.
Chinese, Japanese. Like, I mean, you know, all right. Like, she's trying.
I wouldn't mind, you know.
I would like to see some official clown fucking business being done. I don't know.
Well, I don't want any clown business done to me.
Did I stutter, bitch?
Like, he walks up to you here, like, a little, like, wah, like, a little, like, the squeaker, and feel, you know.
Like that Always Sunny episode, yeah, where they're stalking the waitress, and Dee's a psycho clown.
So would you appreciate it if, like, he's forcing himself on you, and, like, his bow tie, when at least when he's getting close, his bow tie spins, like,
as he shoots a shotgun into the moonlight, like,
or he's got one of those like poppers where he pulls the string.
No, I think that I'd stop appreciating it after the whole rape. I'd appreciate the lead up to the rape if he was funny, but when he's raping me, I don't know how much I appreciate it.
What if he's telling jokes during? They're kind of funny.
I mean, he breaks the ice a little bit.
You chuckle.
It's better than going like wee. Like,
right.
All right, news, Luke. Okay.
All right, first story. According to cops, teacher pulls a knife on students, then demands they give him a ride to Jack in the Box.
I need some burgers.
Right. So it was in L.A., 34-year-old teacher Edward Maust, charged with kidnapping, false imprisonment, and criminal threats.
How many kids are we talking about here?
Just the ones with cars. Just the ones with cars.
It was three of Mouse's 17-year-old students. He recognized them on the street at 9:30.
Oh, was he in the classroom? He's like, he whips out a knife.
He was just drunk off his ass one night, sees some kids he recognizes, and was like, yo.
Take me to Jack in the Box.
I want some
motherfuckers.
They got everything. They like...
They closed it up in North because it's giving people like coli.
They're basically like Sonic, right? Just everything on the planet.
No. I think they're just like Wendy's almost. Like, just like the secondary burger joint.
I don't know. They have the creepiest mascot, though.
The clown? Oh, yeah. With the cone for the fucking...
That just white ball head with that expressionless face.
Dude, the commercial, he's not even claymation, like, you know, he's just like stone face, like my burgers.
Right. Scarier guy, Jack in the Box or Burger King?
Burger King, because he's like too lifelike.
He's got that evil grin,
plastic face. Jack in the Box is like goofy, while Burger King's is like la 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 la.
That's true.
You Ronald remember? McDonald, where does he factor in?
He's a fucking clown. He does official clown business.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, even like Burger King had come out with an Xbox game where the Burger King King breaks into your fucking house
and sneaks up, sneaking.
Yeah,
it was called.
Now that ties you up.
That's part of his persona now. Like
makes you
like,
Burger King.
Like Ronald
makes you into Burger King.
They never officially said he does creepy shit. Like Burger King's like, yeah, this nigga will show up in your home uninvited.
Alright. It's creepy motherfucking Burger King.
So the kids immediately noticed that this nigga was drunk. They say
they didn't Hey you guys, I wanna go to Jack in the Box.
He pulled a knife on him. He didn't just say like, hey kids, bring me. He pulled out the knife and told him to get fast food. And
did he please buy them fast food?
Were they in a car?
They were in a car.
And was he in a car?
Yeah, he got in the car with him.
Oh, he jumped in, pulled the knife.
Because he's...
So they're like, the teacher's drunk. He jumps in the car.
Yeah.
Then pulls a knife.
Because he's charged with kidnapping, false imprisonment, and I think there was some criminal theft in here for, I guess, the car.
Comes a point, though, where you're like, he just wants to get some food.
Yeah, but I don't think he had any cash. He's probably trying to...
I'll pay you back. It's as good as money.
Get the food at knife point.
Put the knife down. Dollar menu for you.
Right.
What was it? Keep that receipt. It's as good as money. You might want to keep that one. That's a Lamborghini.
Those are IOUs.
Yes. They're just as good as cash.
But the kids managed to call 911 and flee the car once he realized there was a police helicopter following them.
So one of them called the cops?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they just booked it.
For one, like, was the kids white and the guy like a Latino or black? Because the cops have never acted that fast ever.
I don't know. There's zero mention. Oh, here's the thing. They must have been white because it was a prep school.
Oh, man,
but this is a teacher too, so he might have been white also.
Was it Professor Lopez?
No. The guy's name is Maust.
Maust.
What is that?
Croatian German or
made
shit.
Up.
Made up.
His name is Edward.
His first name is Def.
But yeah, that's it. Homeboy
going to jail.
Never got his Jack in the Box.
Never got the Jack in the Box.
No. That sucks. But when was the last time you heard the police scrambling a helicopter over something like that?
That's true. Wasn't like the headmaster's.
I passed four Amber Alerts going.
Ambulance. Yeah. Ambulance. Don't call it ambulance. Next.
Oh, seriously. Amber Alert on the way home from work today. I didn't see a helicopter.
What's an Amber Alert?
It's when, like, there's a missing kid.
Yeah.
And they're like, look out for this car because they kidnapped the kid.
I never get any of those.
They're on the highway.
Oh, I just drive right by that.
You take the train, so.
Well, but even when I'm driving, I don't pay attention to what they're doing. You know how many times I've driven into traffic because of it?
You can be a hero. It takes a little paying attention.
At one point, does hero become a rape? No. Remember for the past conversation, Enrique said?
Oh, God, yeah. Go back and listen 2 weeks ago.
All right, next story.
This is a weird one. Another cop-related story. Cop busted for using hidden bathroom cameras to film men pooping.
We're still hearing stories about people who do this shit.
Gross.
I know. It's terrible.
Who was the...
This... is gonna get gross.
Who's the musician that got in trouble for that? It was like Chuck Berry or something.
Chuck Berry?
Yeah. He owned a restaurant, and he was filming women pooping.
Like a Waffle House?
Well, it was like Chuck Berry's steakhouse. I don't know.
Steakhouse?
Chicken and waffles.
I don't think he commands a steakhouse. It's like, he definitely commands like a chicken joint or something like that.
It could have been a chicken joint.
Doesn't he eat all that soul food shit?
I don't know what Chuck Berry eats. I'm gonna look it up. Read the story.
Is that the guy who stands for the donut hamburger?
You're thinking of Granddad from the Boondocks?
No. I think Chuck Berry was the... It's called the Chuck Berry, the hamburger with the donuts.
That's for real?
Well, at least that's what they did on the show.
Right. Because they called it the Luther. I don't know if there's any.
Luther Vandross. That's what it is. All right.
Vandross. Okay. Luther Vandross.
All right. Sorry, now, Chuck Berry. Yeah. Sorry to smudge your name right
drag
there.
Your name yeah. through the fucking mud.
You are no Luther Vandross. Eating donut burgers.
All right. So, this now former cop placed hidden cameras in restrooms around Chesterfield and posted videos of men pooping on the internet.
This means there's a whole circle of these assholes.
Gross. Super gross.
Whole big circle of assholes.
Even women pooping, gross. What do you have, like a go-cam? Like one of those people like dive off of like cliffs got on their helmets?
I don't know, man. I couldn't tell you exactly.
It was Chuck Berry.
The specs.
Yo, so like, what, like, where do you go and be like, hey, are these things waterproof? Yeah, yeah. Can they fit inside a toilet bowl? Like, you're up to no good, dude. Like, come on.
So, basically, somebody first found a camera in the bathroom. They eventually tracked this guy down, saw his videos online, where this one guy, this is his quote from this guy named Rob Cheney, said, "When I saw myself pooping, I was just like, you gotta be kidding me."
No.
So, matter of fact,
can we take a time out? What Google search did he lead to where he was like,
yeah,
oh, guy's pooping? And then how much does he know his own ass where he's like, that's my ass?
I know that brown eye.
I don't know.
Whoever found him, you should look into him some more.
I think that they found the camera first, and then that led to where's the camera.
Okay,
sending data.
Honest to God, like, I mean, if you're a chick, you might feel more violated. But if I was a dude, I was taking a poop, I got up, and I saw their camera in there, I honestly would. Hey, look, people need to see it. People need to see it. Like, I just defecated in that bathroom. Check it out. It's a pay-per-view event, everybody. Like,
yeah, but I mean, like, this guy must have had a weird angle for him to recognize himself. Unless he's got, like, a telltale mole.
He's got these super lopsided nuts. Right? It's like one nut's in the water, one nut's like up in his leg.
Those low hangers look familiar.
Oh no, I would.
He's got
would
one
never.
Square nut.
And one lights up and plays a tune.
White fucking fuzz on one side and total black.
He's got a ball mohawk.
It's like he's Harlequin in that bitch. Like two different color hair.
Skunk stripe.
Nobody else has that taint tattoo.
Right.
It's like, how could you identify your butthole and nuts on the internet? Like,
why were you looking? What the fuck was he looking for?
If you weren't looking, like, without a face, like, if I just saw a butthole and some nuts, I would never be able to be like, yo, that's my shit. Like, unless there was maybe, like a tattoo there or something like that was, like, no one would ever get.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Does it give you any other info on it?
No, I closed it. I was done.
Fuck it. All right, next one.
And it was Chuck Berry. He had bathroom cameras at his Berry Park estate. He was filming women pooping.
We take it back, Chuck. But you still aren't a Luther Vandross.
No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just gave us poop cams instead of awesome burgers.
Made from donuts.
I've never had that. It just sounds bad, though. It probably is delicious.
What, a Vandross?
Yeah.
A burger where the bun is two Krispy Kreme donuts?
Oh, I thought they cut the donut in half. It's two separate Krispy Kreme donuts?
I don't know. I've never had one either. I like living.
That's like an entire day's worth of calories in one sandwich.
A day? It's like a week.
Each donut's probably 500, and the burger patty's probably, what, like another 500?
Oh, there's a lot of fried going on there. A lot of glaze.
You just eat that, you get the sweats. It's like, ooh. All right, next one, Luke.
All right. So this one's...
Yeah. Have mercy on the camera in that toilet.
Yeah. This one's a little fucked up. Some blogger...
That's the way we like them. That's the way we like them.
Some blogger sent her kid away, or maybe it's a dude. Well, sent their kid away to summer camp, and it's the first time kid being away from home, so they're writing them letters every day.
Mm-hmm. Or blogging.
Texting.
Well, clearly, she leaked the letters, because they reveal some really terrible shit.
So they're physical letters?
Yeah. And so now, like, everyone on the internet knows about this shit. Let me read you...
Except for us. Fill us in.
All right, so here we go. Dear Mom, Good, you packed extra underwear since I had diarrhea. It got on my shoes, but not my pillow. I'm having fun at camp and learning stuff.
Wait a minute. Was he standing on his headboard taking a shit?
First of all, how old is this kid? How old is he?
Old enough like 10, where like he 14. Just learned writing. Like a lot of this shit's misspelled.
He pictures 7 or 8, maybe?
Yeah.
What if he's just retarded?
No.
That's my follow-up. Is he handicapped in any way?
If they're writing handwritten letters, it sounds like they're retarded.
Right.
There's instant emails. It's like, you can just write a fucking whatever you want to say. It's instantaneously there.
Yeah, but if he just learned to write, he may not know how to type yet.
Yeah, I think kids learn. I think kids at this point in time learn how to type more than they learn how to write. I bet you in like 30 years, kids probably won't even know how to write. They just type.
Yeah. Like, when was the last time you used cursive?
Never. Oh, when I signed my... I know how to sign my name.
Yeah, me too.
I forgot any other... If you need me to write, like, Phil Rizzuto or something like that.
My lady's a teacher, and she teaches that age where you do the cursive. Like, learn cursive. Mm-hmm. So, as she's telling me about it, I'm doing the math in my head. Like, I stole out at around F, and I don't know how to write anything else.
You only need to know, like Pete Berg, right? That's all you need to know how to
spell. And even that is just a wild scrawl of, like, lines.
Well, English is kind of fucked up, especially with cursive. You can kind of make it up.
Oh, dude, I have the B is very pronounced. Scribble, scribble, scribble.
There's so much wiggle room in cursive. Like, you don't really need to know. Just make it loopy.
I do the same thing. I do a big P and then a couple scribbles, but then I cross a T that may or may not be there, and you get the gist.
You know, with me, like, I signed my name. It's a long fucking name, so halfway through, sucks. I just kind of do some squiggles and then circle the whole thing. All right, so.
Lufla.
Back to it.
Do you spell L-U?
L-U, yeah.
And it's like, that's for real how
you're
you spell
it? Yes. I didn't just make that shit up. Like,
you did make that shit up. Lou to me was like
you
different
know,
spelling.
Some people spell Bobby
Lewis,
with an
right?
I.
Like,
Luis.
Yeah.
Well, that's the Hispanic way. But yes. Like, Luis is
exactly.
Like,
that's right. Why it's L-U.
No. I'm saying Luis is the Spanish pronunciation of Luis.
Right.
But they're spelled differently.
Yeah, they're spelled
differently. L-U-I-S versus like L-O-U-I-S.
You are just not helping out the Latino culture by even getting more lazy and not even adding an O.
No,
it's L-U-I-S.
The Latin culture doesn't use the O, man.
Yeah, they use the O.
No.
Did you tell me there's no O in Figueroa?
There is.
There's like four O's in that shit.
Every vowel is in my last name. Not fucking with
well,
you.
Well, why?
That's a maybe vowel, man. That doesn't count. All right.
Back to the notes.
So my kid is having fun, right?
Yeah.
Pooping on his headboard.
Shitting on his shoes.
I rock at windsurfing, which is spelled so fucked up.
What 80s camp did he get fucking time warped to?
I don't know.
The fucking windsurfing?
And... what I suspect is kayaking.
I am really good at hang gliding, fucking skip it. We got
breaking like a break dance.
Fucking, we got big right. Boom boxes out here.
We played fucking Etch a Sketch and Bop It.
Light Bright.
I bopped it twice.
I got a glow worm. Cabbage Patch Kids in here. What kind of shitty camp did you send me to, Mom?
We're gearing up for the box social. All right.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Thanks a lot, Mom.
Right.
I have a phone that's cooler than this shit.
He sucked.
Oh, man.
Then what's that playing? Depeche Mode?
They sunk my battleship. All right.
Fucking windsurfing, man. It's good shit.
Yeah. That's pretty good for a camp, man.
Is it?
Usually you just make those stupid plastic braided bracelets and you sit in the hot sun.
What's that a sail to surfing?
It's much better to do activities than to fucking sit there and do stupid fucking meaningless arts and crafts.
Unless there's wind stupid surfing, meaningless though. Activities.
Windsurfing?
It's like a sports activity camp.
You gotta be like a prince of Dubai to be like into windsurfing. Like you gotta have like... lots of money and no idea what's cool.
And even then, you got a lot of coke before you do it.
Yeah.
To make it interesting.
You got to be around a lot
what
of
else
poor
is
people
he good
to
at?
Appreciate winter.
Kayaking.
Kayak. Get the kayak.
Get the kayak. Inside joke. All
right. All right. So, I've ate more push pops than anyone.
Again, is this the 80s?
Push pops?
He didn't say WWE ice cream bars.
Well, they're still delicious today.
Do they still have those?
A push pop is a lollipop that gets kind of gross after a while.
You know, I didn't want to eat those all the time because I was like, oh, fuck, I hope I don't get Mankind. I didn't want to eat Mankind.
It's just
Oh, you're still talking about the WWE show?
Yeah.
What kind of gross flavor is Mankind?
Like, I was confused for a minute.
I hope I get somebody
smells like
okay.
Trash can.
Right.
Tastes like a trash can.
Or like, this guy is the most unappetizing ice cream bar.
Well, like fat sweat.
Like flannel.
Sweater meat.
Gym socks. All right.
I want to hear the rest of this note.
I've ate 23 since Monday. Still 2 days left.
Oh my God.
No wonder he's got the diarrhea.
Still 2 days left. 37 is the record. And I can beat it. Sweet.
Yes, send more underwear.
By the way, I can give a prison blowjob now because of my fucking my lollipop skills.
I went horseback riding.
I am the most popular boy in camp. All the counselors love me.
I went horseback riding, and the horse in front of me took 3 huge dumps.
This kid's got a one-track mind.
Yeah. Smoke came off the poop. It was awesome.
This kid not have a TV?
It gets better. I used my toothbrush to dig for worms. Don't freak out.
This guy's a Walt Whitman of feces right here.
The guy in the bottom bunk let me use his. It's safe. I don't know his name, but he can burp the alphabet like me. A kid named Zach can burp the alphabet backwards. I'm practicing that. We put oatmeal in the counselor's baseball hat. It was pretty funny.
Well, what we don't realize is this kid's 23.
He's got a helmet.
Yeah. All
right, so...
We put oatmeal in his hat.
Oatmeal is bad, Mom. Even with raisins.
Non sequitur.
Windsurfing.
I shot a rifle. I'm a good aimer. Can we get one when I get home?
Aimer. A word.
This is good. Mom. Did you know you can light farts on fire? I'll show you someday. Love, XOXO. P.S. Your spaghetti is way better. P.S.
Is that a racist spaghetti?
It may be.
Your spaghetti.
Please, what'd you say? That's our word.
Please tell my brothers to have lots of farts for Saturday.
What is up with this kid?
I don't know. But it's pretty awesome.
This is news. This is clearly news.
That was pretty awesome.
Dear Mom, I shit on my shoes. So did the horse. It's themed.
Windsurfing!
I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool.
Best but part
embarrassing
was...
for the kid. When he's like...
How'd it go viral?
The mother is a blogger now.
So she cut and pasted that shit?
She scanned like the letters and there are, you know, JPEGs of them floating around now.
Well, you raised it. Like,
Yeah.
You sent him to this... Bizarro camp.
Bizarro 1980s poo-centric camp.
Poo-centric.
Alright, that was a little long one, so I'm going to try and get the cream of the crop here.
Do it.
This is a bit weird. Pete might have some nightmares later.
Does this involve dick violence?
No, but it involves those sex dolls.
I'm listening.
Are you talking about the real dolls or the people who
real
wear the rubber?
No, the real dolls. Okay. Not...
God damn it.
That's not too far from the people who dress up.
God damn it. No, but those people are nightmare monsters.
I know. So somebody's trying to sell their car on eBay. What they did was they took a real doll. And you know how, like,
I saw this.
On The Price is Right, they'll have the girl, like, showcasing stuff. Mm-hmm. They posed her, like, pointing to stuff.
I saw this.
It's awesome.
And this showcasing is so the car.
It's so fucking creepy.
Yeah.
A brand new car!
Right.
With that undead smile of it. It's
and she has no shame because her nipples are just popping through that shirt. There's not much else to it.
I will never disrespect the sex dolls, man. Like the real, real high-end ones, man. Yeah. It's one step away from not hearing nag. That's... Put it in a box under the bed. It's a good deal they got.
It's really creepy looking though. The technology has not caught up yet.
No,
it's that uncanny valley still.
It gets creepy when people start talking to it.
Like that movie.
Yeah.
The Gosling movie.
Yeah, he was weirdo.
That was a weird movie.
Nah, these are just fuck puppets.
Fuck
puppets. So this is a really weird portion of the thing that I just went to. The owner of the doll, who asked that his name not be printed,
everybody, we're all gonna get laid.
Reportedly a married father of three who uses the doll for professional purposes.
His wife must be a real dog then.
Yeah.
You know, I actually heard a lot of married couples getting these dolls to spice up their love life.
No, you haven't.
No, I really have.
Seriously?
100%. Yeah.
It's a threesome without the guilt?
Yeah. Ugh. You can't. Can you get jealous of a doll? Like, listen, realistically? Like,
some women, yeah. Yeah.
Just get a fleshlight at that point.
Yeah. But it's a solo thing. The thing is to be together. Like, a lot, there's a bunch of couples that get these dolls.
How is that doll going to do anything together?
Bro, these dolls are primo. Imagine you're porking your 200 deuce and a half wife, and you get this dime piece doll, right?
Yeah. With those dead eyes,
with those, yeah, whatever. The jaw's eyes are fine when you're not porking your sweaty ass with shitty smelling wife, like smelling like, I don't know, some cheap meat. Like,
she doesn't even shave anymore.
Smells like hamburger helper. Got a sweaty fucking gash. I don't know, man.
Like, bitch, you smell like bologna.
Yeah. Bro, it's saving marriages.
All right. Yeah. In that case.
Imagine you were just like a regular dude with a shitty wife, and then you get this Pam Anderson doll, and then you get to have threesomes, but, you know, it's now you can, you know, enjoy yourself a little bit.
I don't know.
He goes on to say,
I'd rather use a doll on my own.
Right. He goes on to say that dolls don't need to be picked up from the train station and are far less reluctant to pose for eBay advertisements.
So, yeah, so Brian did this. What we're saying is, Brian, you posted these, right?
Trying to sell, again, yo, anyone want a Honda Odyssey, dude? I got a sex doll as well.
Slightly used.
Yes. A little bit used. A
little beat up.
A little beat up. A little sticky. I haven't really washed it.
Dishwasher right. Safe.
The doll? That would be gross. The whole doll, you open up the dishwasher and it's a fucking fuck puppet in there. It's like, oh, dude. It's
contorted into a square.
It's like, hey, man, yeah, we'll clean up after dinner, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, just put all things by the... Oh, don't open the dishwasher. No!
Well, think about it, though. Those things have to be cleanable.
Yeah, I don't...
You are coming in the puppet.
I would say, like laundry more than dishwasher.
Well, I'm just saying, you probably have to detach parts and stick them in something to clean it.
This is true.
Think about it.
All right.
There's a vagina in your dishwasher.
Who's putting it in their dishwasher? It's got to be the laundry. I'm not trying to eat off of fucking plates where I fucking blew a load into a plastic piece. Like,
you don't put it in with the dishes.
Does it matter?
That's a separate rinse.
Dude.
Common sense, man.
Come on now. All right. Oh, is that it for the news?
But you'll put it in with your clothes.
I mean, should I try and find another one? Or?
I mean, you got some people?
I got plenty of stupid.
All right, let's go right to stupid. Cock, flag, and eagle. Stupid, 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 stupid,
stupid people. Pete's a lazy heathen that'll throw his fucking...
Lazy.
Fuck plastic.
I would throw that plastic vagina in its own wash.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You're just tossing it in with the whites, like...
I didn't. Well, no, it's colors, like whites, and plastics. That's how we do our laundry here. All right?
Plastics.
Yes,
it's where the dildos, the fleshlights. Yes.
That's where all your fucking sex toys go.
Detachable real doll vaginas go.
You ever see that? You know how they have like hoarders? They have another show about people who are penny pinchers and shit, but to take it to the extreme. One family, there are a couple of them.
Can I guess the theme song to the show? Na 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 na.
It's so grim. I don't think it has a theme song. Like, but the point I'm making is some of them, they don't use toilet paper anymore. They just cut fabric, and they reuse the fabric consistently, and just throw it in with their clothes.
That's not as terrible because people back in the day, the diapers weren't just plastic sheets you throw out. They used to be cloth diapers.
But don't wash the diapers with, like, your favorite shirt.
Well, I mean, that's just I don't know, that's gross. But, like, what are we going to do? Look, buy toilet paper. It's not that expensive. Well, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Wipe your ass.
For real.
Wipe your ass.
That's I like wipe my ass with a rag.
All right, let's see. Where do you want to start?
With the stupidest.
Oh, we got a lot. Let's do this one. This one is funny and short. We got a North Dakota guy who was getting pulled over for drunk driving.
Why?
Because he was drunk.
North Dakota. I'm saying it's North Dakota. Let him just drive drunk.
But what makes this amazing...
Who's going to crash into Mount Rushmore? Who fucking cares?
This guy's from Fargo. And the problem is, I guess, that he's had a DWI in 2001, 2002, 2003, and 2004.
Whoa, what was 2003 about?
It doesn't go into specific... I just know he's 34. And he has the worst excuse ever. He got pulled over by an officer named Neil Dominguez. No, that was this guy's name.
Shit.
Funny enough, my name's Neil Dominguez, say, like, too.
Finally, Hispanic is not the guy getting in trouble. Nope.
Funny enough,
but,
homie.
But that's where the story gets kind of funny. Cop pulls him over and goes, do you know why I pulled you over? The guy goes, and I quote, no habla.
Nice.
He no talks. Not Espanol or...
Just, I don't talk. Problem was, the officer was Spanish speaking.
Nice. Most of them do know at least the cop shit.
You gotta feel like really unlucky if you're in North Dakota and you're like, I'm pulling the Spanish card, and then like the cop's Spanish.
Then you gotta break out like a phony Greek.
Like, do your Greek.
I don't know. Like, yeah. you try to do one.
Oh, hey, cousin Laddie. Like, right, that he was Greek.
That guy was from Mipos.
That's Greekish.
I don't know where.
That's
I thought that was
Greek.
Right, that was fictional. It's like saying you're from Gotham.
All right. I guess, ow, right?
Spartan. Inside joke, but y'all, man, Blue Movie is awesome. That's Greek.
That he's Greek?
He's Greek.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Oh, hi, doggy.
Hi.
That dude from, what's that with the Room?
Yeah.
That's Greekish.
Greek-esque. That's dubious European descent.
Yes.
That guy's from, like, Latveria or some shit. Wherever Dr. Doom is from.
All right. We had some kind of story or something?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, it's my favorite holiday, Jelly Day.
So he said, no habla, cop knows Spanish, asked some follow-up questions, guy couldn't answer, and then proceeded to just bail on his attempts and curse out the officer in English. So,
nice.
Stupid excuse. That's one down. We got another cop story.
Yeah.
This one is not loading. Ohio.
What seems to be your boggle?
My boggle?
20-year-old Ohio man arrested on charges of impersonating a police officer. Now, we did a few... I believe we talked about how funny it would be if you pulled over the cops.
Yes.
This guy tried it.
Nice.
My man! Oh, send him a t-shirt. We're going to... Okay. Right. Where's his P.O. box? You can get a painted black t-shirt.
This guy is, where's his name? Matthew Michael Lee McMahon.
Fake a cop.
Nice.
I love that name. He was going 27 in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. An off-duty cop, or an undercover cop, not a marked car, pulls up alongside this guy. Guy starts flashing the lights at the unmarked cop car.
Woo-woo!
And, according to this, gives him the pull-over finger, like the, I'm watching you, pull over. Pulls over the real cop. Goes to get out of the car, real cop turns the lights on and arrests the guy.
Nice.
At first he asked, like...
Was there a Mexican standoff? Like, no, you don't get out of the car.
Right.
Well, he pulled up next to me, kind of gave me the slow down look and pointed this finger at me, the cop said. And he said he didn't recognize the guy's face. We are a rather large department, but I still know a majority of our law enforcement officers. According to the report, the cop then asked, activated his emergency lights, pulled McMahon over and said, are you law enforcement? And the guy... just said no. What is with the shitty, you can't lie your way out of this?
I a certain amount of respect for just being like, I'm not a cop, pull over. get your ass. Well, yeah, if you find his P.O. box, we'll send him a t-shirt. It'd be like the weirdest t-shirt he ever got.
Yeah, he really wants a painted black shirt?
He'd be like, what? What is painted black? He'll look it up, and then maybe he might listen to the episode and be like, oh, alright.
Maybe this is a listener. He took your advice.
Yes!
He's 20, he's young.
Oh, well, give him a shout out. What's his name?
His name, where was it? Matthew Michael Lee McMahon.
Matthew Michael Lee McMahon.
Triple M.
Thank you for taking our challenge.
Yeah.
Well,
the Paint It Black Pull Over a Cop Challenge.
We'll send some comics.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
We should draw him into a comic. Get a fucking...
Yeah, they got his mugshot here.
Nice.
He actually looks like a couple characters. Anyway, next one. We got... let's do this Florida woman who is in trouble for burning down a tree. She
wasn't the given tree, was it?
No, she's facing 2.5 years in prison because she was out in the dark.
Given tree's like, no, I'm not doing that.
What a throwback. Like,
you can't have my branches or my leaves, motherfucker.
The fucking given tree.
Take my fruit, too. Well, that's the only tree of, like, besides tree beard that I'm going to, like, throw out.
Right. Well, here's what happened. This woman was out, and she was trying to do what, you know, you do, and smoke her meth.
Oh, if I only had a tree stump here right. to sit on and smoke my meth in peace.
The problem was, it was dark. She couldn't see the pipe. She was having trouble, so she started a fire.
She lit a tree on fire to see her crack pipe. That is awesome.
The problem is, this tree is known as the Senator. It's 118 feet tall, 18 feet wide,
118 and feet
3,500 years old.
Holy
shit. Oh my god, yo.
That thing hasn't petrified yet? Like,
holy shit. She, what is she, in the north? What is she, Man's Raider in this motherfucker?
I know, right? So I guess she really needed a big fire to see that crack pipe.
Right.
Because now, this tree was, prior to Disney World, one of the biggest popular tourist attractions in Florida. And it was protected, so now she's facing jail time. A 3,500-year-old cypress tree.
Fucking, that's like when, you know, Adam and Eve were here, bro. You sure that wasn't the apple tree?
Right. Damn.
She burned
a snake told her to do it.
100 so. Feet tall, like... It's not some little shitty tree.
I can't see my pipe.
Right.
Like, all right. Smoke this meth.
Was it a fucking, like, was it a giant novelty crack pipe? You needed a big flame for it?
It was. This is
one of those novelty crack pipes.
She got it at fucking Senor Frogs.
She lit that tree on fire. She smoked her meth and she was all like,
oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
You know your state's got some trouble, though, when, like, one of your landmarks is burned down so that somebody can smoke meth?
Who would think they would have, like, that old of a tree? Like, they're, like, mostly swamp area.
See a fucking tree with an 18-foot circumference.
Right.
Don't light that one.
I just thought it was a big fucking tree.
That's an old tree. That shit is brittle and dry.
This paper-esque tree. This polyflammable cotton tree.
How'd she set this thing up with her Bic lighter?
She probably had a torch for her fucking meth, right?
Right. Like, how did she... That's a good question. Was she like a survivalist prior to...
She dumped a gallon of gas on it and just lit it. Right.
It's dark out here.
And then giants came out on mammoths and they attacked a wall. Like, that's a big fucking tree to light on fire.
I know, right? That tree belongs on the top of a tower somewhere. Like Minas Tirith.
Yes. So, like, what kind of, like, I might have missed it. What kind of sentence did she get?
Right.
2.5 years.
That's it?
Apparently.
She get a year for
3,500 years?
Right.
And that's all that tree gets? That's right. All the justice? That's all the tree justice that she gets?
Well, if we've learned one thing on this show, it's that punishments don't always match the crimes.
Damn.
I mean, if two fat people fucking in a park gets that much, burning down a tree that's as old as the Garden of Eden, like, that, I can't believe that.
Right.
Oh, it's not even... All right, sentence on Wednesday to 2.5 years in prison with all time suspended if she completes the terms of her probation.
So she can get, like, you're saying time served?
It sounds like it.
Damn.
Here it is. 250 hours of manual labor, pay restitution, and must submit to substance abuse testing.
No amount of manual labor is going to rebuild that tree.
The tree's shot.
It's done.
No, it's 3,500 years down. Down the tubes.
Yeah, you're never going to regrow that.
Damn.
All right, let's go to the next one.
Pouring out the tree.
Here's another guy who got arrested and did a stupid thing. This is just gross and funny, and it's quick. 18-year-old David Zerfle of Alberta, Canada. If this guy in this picture is 18 years old, it's a harsh 18 years old.
Damn.
That dude is 43.
He looks like Ron Jeremy in that.
No, he looks like Hank fucking Hill.
I'll tell you what. Propane.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. He was stopped on suspicion of driving under the influence, put in the back of a cop car. And here's, I'll just read the rest. While sitting in the back of the patrol car, police said Zerfle ripped the crotch out of his underwear and stuffed the fabric in his mouth. When confronted, Zerfle told the...
With his mouth?
He took the crotch of his underwear.
Was he with his mouth, though?
Tore it off.
With his mouth?
No, just tore it.
Was he cuffed?
That's what I'm saying.
He ripped out the crotch, apparently not cuffed, because he ripped out the crotch of his underpants, shoved it in his mouth. Why would a man do this?
To freak out the cops. I don't know. Catch a cop whooping.
He is French, right?
Alberta? Is Alberta Canada?
No, well, they, no, they it's not French Canadian.
Alberta's that name, that's Quebec.
That name.
Well, I'm sure like they're all like got French names up there, but I'm saying Alberta's part of like, it's like the boonies. It's like the woods, Alberta. Like French Canada's like Montreal, Quebec, shit like that.
Anyway, to drive it home, he thought that the cotton fabric would absorb the alcohol.
Oh, God.
I like his reasoning.
He took a breathalyzer. It did not work. He blew a .09.
Is that bad?
.08 is the legal limit.
That's not so bad. So maybe there was some reasoning to that.
Well, that's all because of cotton. Unless, he was like a 2.3. Like,
oh, maybe the underwear had an effect. Because you've got to be pretty fucked up to be shoving the crotchy underwear.
Guys, if you are drunk out there, eat your underwear. It'll help you out.
It'll knock a point off.
Yeah, a whole point.
Let's see that happen more
often. I saw this on Mythbusters. All
right, two more. You want a monkey story or you want another 9-1-1?
Let's say the monkey for last. I want monkey last.
All right, okay.
Monkey last.
Monkey last.
All right, well, we got another woman who called 911, or in this case, it's Britain, so 999.
That's so stupid.
No, that's much easier.
Much
dude.
Better.
Only have to press one thing.
It's the lazy man's 911. You don't have to go halfway across that keypad.
You could basically be blind and do it much easier.
Yeah, but does that sound like an emergency? 999?
999! Well, it sounds like you're being yelled at by a German.
Right. Yeah. It sounds like you're.
Nine!
That's the D-Day hotline.
By the way, 70th anniversary of D-Day this week.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Those guys are still, you know. Around, I guess.
I'm gonna go home and watch World War II in HD.
Dude, was it about a year? About like 8 to 10 months ago, like the last World War I survivor died, yeah. And I was like, "Are you for fucking for real for that?" Like, because like I thought the World War II guys were all dead.
Oh yeah, yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Well, they were strong enough to be
the greatest generation.
Yep.
Right.
Fighting communism. Well, no, not communism.
They weren't drinking all of that Coca-Cola and shit we eat now. Yeah. You know.
They would be disgusted with us.
Right.
They would probably be like, man, look at all that nice, shiny pussy. I can't believe we had the hairy-ass bush.
Nice, shiny. That's how they describe it.
Yes.
That's true.
Like, you can eat off that.
Look at that gash. It's great.
I mean, even...
Those dames take care of themselves.
Even, like, the 80s, you know, they were still... It still didn't come around to shaving.
80s was, like, a dark period.
Yeah.
A lot of bush. A lot of... 80s rough.
It was rough. Hey, we were really there. Rough.
Yeah. All right, so what was this guy do?
All right, so this is a lady. She called 999. I'm just going to go ahead and read the
99999.
I'm just going to go ahead and read the call because it's funny because she's British. It's still very polite, even though it's utterly stupid. And see if you can even figure out what she's complaining about. She said, "I'm sorry to ring, and it doesn't sound like it should be an emergency, but it is because I'm at an ice cream van, and I've ordered an ice cream, yeah? And the person has basically given me the ice cream. He's put bits on one side and none on the other. Bits meaning sprinkles. So I said to him, can you do it properly, please? And he's like, no, I won't do it properly. I said, okay, fine then. Can I have my money back? You can keep the ice cream. He's refusing to give my money back, saying I've got to take it like that."
That's why they dialed 999, because that does not constitute emergency.
They need to make a hotline for lesser emergencies.
999.
No, because do we want anybody calling any number because she only got sprinkles on half her ice cream cone?
They won't send anyone to help. It'll be more like an advice line.
a sprinkle guy.
Right.
He comes with a can of sprinkles and, like, I don't know. Dude, what a stupid call. That wouldn't be, like, the number I'd call if I didn't get the sprinkles. I would fucking peg the guy in the face with my ice cream.
Yeah.
And steal, right. Well, like, the lollipop
case. That's because you're,
like,
American. She was polite about it in Britain. Yeah. And they told me, sorry, didn't mean to call.
Yeah, but in Britain, but the guy's I've just like, the other guy just wouldn't give her some sprinkles on the other side.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like, no, I won't give you bits on the other side of your ice cream.
I've only got half bits. I paid for full bits.
You want iotas? I'll give you some iotas.
It's the same. Anyway, so in a other very British response, the 999 operator said, take it to the internet. That's it. No punishments. Monkey story.
Monkey story.
Monkey. No monkeys were fucked in this week's story.
Thank you.
But a guy in a monkey suit was shot with a tranquilizer dart. And that's always funny.
Nice.
Work at a zoo is in serious condition in a hospital after being shot with a monkey.
Sorry about that. What song is this?
Tarzan Boy.
Man, I actually don't even know this jam.
This is our monkey song, apparently.
Monkey song. Alright, so, continue the story.
He's in serious condition in a hospital for being shot with enough tranquilizer to take down a 400-pound gorilla. You gotta know this song.
Now I recognize it.
The employee was dressed in a gorilla costume as part of a practice drill to emulate the escape of a captive gorilla when he was shot in the leg with a high-dose dart.
No, Caesar, no!
Caesar is home.
Oh, look, realistically, they just shot those bitches down.
This is like right out of a cheesy movie. Yeah. Like, yeah, everyone's gonna, you gonna think the guy in the gorilla suit's a real gorilla?
Come on now.
So some guy actually sees the guy in the gorilla suit running around, doesn't realize it's a drill, and just shoots this dude in the monkey suit.
Kill him?
He's in bad shape. Worker had a severe allergic reaction to the tranquilizer and was taken to the hospital.
Oh, shot with the tranquilizer.
Well, I was gonna say he should be okay. I thought allergic reaction.
I thought he like blew his head off.
Put a dart right in his eye.
Oh my god! He gets shot in the eye. The dart. You're like, ah, you cocksucker! And then you're like, that monkey just say I was a cocksucker.
What's that like?
They are just like us.
But who sees a gorilla, a guy in a gorilla costume? What is this, Trading Places?
Right. Yeah, right, where they with Jim Belushi? I'm a fucking monkey, dude! Oh, man, so that guy, is he alright?
He's alright. He's alive. But pretty stupid to... Seriously, have you ever seen a convincing gorilla costume?
Never.
Yeah, the one in the Jackass movie where Pontius dressed up as a gorilla. It was pretty convincing.
That's movie magic, though.
Yeah.
We're talking Halloween.
How much
costume.
Jackass movie matches do you think they had? Like, come on.
They had money, though. They had a serious budget.
Did they really have a serious budget? They bought a bunch of plane tickets and brought these morons everywhere.
I will say, Knoxville has money.
Yeah, but not from Jackass. He's on real movies, like Men in Black 2.
No, I'm just saying, because he's...
And other ones.
Other ones such as that.
Dukes of Hazzard.
He was in a Rock movie.
That's right. Walking Tall.
Walking Tall.
And then he was in something else with...
He was in a John Waters movie.
Wasn't he just in a Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
Yeah. As that same basically playing the same character. Yeah. It was up
right.
Walking Tall 2.
Right.
Yeah, he was literally the deputy weirdo.
He only plays himself.
Yes.
Which is, I mean, he knows his limits, I guess.
His limits is beating himself up with police weapons.
Right.
Alright, so is that the story over?
Yeah, that's the end of that.
Right. Monkeys.
Monkeys. So unless you guys got anything, all I got left is movie stuff.
Yeah, let's go to movies.
How long are we going?
We're at an hour.
All right, okay.
We will pause the movie thing.
Fast and loose.
Price of admission. Gee.
You know, I was listening to this, and I'm like, we're all used to that, but to new listeners... It's got to be like, wow, that is it's jarring to hear the super thug theme song.
It's like, dude, what are you doing? Poetic Justice of Boys in the Hood?
Like, are you reviewing Friday again? I love the theme song, but it's like...
Dangerous Minds? What the fuck?
It's kind of left field, you know? Still, we have a very eclectic selection of theme songs.
That's like the theme that hasn't changed, though. You keep that theme. That and Stupid True. People, consistent throughout.
New, all the real thing, we haven't changed too much. Do you got a hypothetical, Lou?
I was trying to think of something.
Still one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I was thinking about redoing that one.
You should redo it.
Hashtag's my favorite, by the way.
We haven't done that
because of the him yelling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys want to do a little hashtag?
Fuck it. Let's do that. Let's try. I haven't written anything new.
Right. Me neither.
Well,
hashtag!
There it is.
Yo, oh, wait, hang on a second. I definitely closed all the news I did. And
We'll just do the stupid people.
Okay.
All right.
That's all. I'll just throw these out.
For anyone who doesn't remember, hashtag is we come up with little headlines. Hashtags for the headlines.
Right. Yeah, we won't even keep. This is for fun.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right, so we'll start with 999 Ice Cream Woman.
999 Ice Cream. All right, yeah, that's a bit. All
right.
Who's going first? Me.
Whoever's got one.
All right. Hashtag, where's the bits?
Perfect.
Is that like a where's the beef kind of thing?
Where's the bits?
Where's the bits?
Man, the only thing I can think of is like British Hulk. Like, hashtag, terribly sorry, Hulk smash. That's your thing. I don't even want to take credit for that.
It doesn't really apply. I miss British Hulk.
He's so polite, but then he fucks you up.
What happened if British Hulk didn't get his bits?
Terribly sorry, you're going to have to smash your van.
Give me your bits.
I've only got 9 bits. I wanted more bits. Smash. All right, let's do dude who shoved his underwear in his mouth. I go with Brian for that point, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't come up with one.
Oh, jeez.
What's the guy doing? He put his underwear in his mouth?
He ripped out the crotch of his underwear and shoved it in his mouth, hoping it would absorb the alcohol.
Fuck. I don't know. I forgot how tough this game was.
We'll do best of 3.
Sure.
Either of you?
I was waiting on him. All right.
Yeah, you go. God.
He's blanking.
Fruit of the
vroom.
Fruit of the vroom.
It was drunk driving. A little help by a soundbite.
You got me doing vroom too, bro.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know. Oh, man, I'm terrible.
You don't got a little notepad out, terrible. Bitch.
I really don't.
Let's go.
Right. Oh, no.
We'll do one more. Mm-hmm. Let's do the woman who burned down the tree. 3,500-year-old tree. So she could smoke meth.
Are you going to go? Or?
If you got one, go ahead.
I'll wait for you.
Shit.
No, I want to feel this. I want to feel this dead air.
This is the best audio we've gotten all night.
You got to start with hashtag.
Yeah, hashtag. I'm feeling like a hashtag YOLO.
Hashtag YOLO.
No, I don't know. That's just the thing to hashtag right now, right? It's so fucking stupid.
That was like a while back.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not really, you know.
All right. Brian, you got one for that?
He
goes YOLO.
Hashtag, this is a local joke, but chainsaws. I'm not from
chainsaws. Wow.
Wow. Long Island specific.
Adventureland, the tree.
Man.
Chainsaw.
Oh, that's so good.
Nobody with a smoke in the tree.
Yo, plus, I think they got rid of him.
They did. I didn't even go to Adventureland no more. Last time I went there, he was the tree that was always obnoxious sitting on the sideline. He's just now sitting on the sideline saying nothing.
Shit.
They fuck shut up tree. The tree?
That was my
what about happened to the owl?
He's not saying shit either. It's a whole haunted house full of stuff that people ripped off the sides. It's because people go in there and they rip the.
They just demolished it.
They just demolished it. You go in there, it's just like they go like, ha ha ha. They should supposed to be like a vampire. It's like nothing.
It's just a spring.
Yeah. Then you hear like a do the monster match like against you Frankenstein. It's just like nothing. It's a whole bunch of nothing. And then you get out to the one thing you liked about it was the tree, and he's fucking sitting there, not animatronic anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. That's Long Island Adventureland. Don't go.
You know, the scariest thing they had was years ago, and they got rid of it. I don't know if you guys ever went at the time when they had this long staircase with some fucking creepy-ass child at the top of it. You remember that?
I haven't been on this thing since I was a kid.
You don't remember that?
No.
They only had it for a minute, but like I was like, wow, that's fucked up.
But officially, I think we should bring back hashtag next week. Get you a little notebook.
All right. All right. All
right. We'll do it right next
week. Yeah. Nice job, Pete.
Price of admission.
Hey, I asked. You guys said yes.
Knew that was a bad idea.
Nah. We'll do it next week, man.
Right. All right. So Cats wins this week.
First movie this week. Edge of Tomorrow.
I don't know what
that is. Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt is just nice in the eyes. Plus, Tom Cruise, man, I've been liking his little sci-fi movies.
Now, I got to ask this honest question. Tom Cruise gets a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Why?
He does quality shit.
I've been probably thinking about this recently.
Tiny and his...
He does good movies.
That church shit. The Scientology.
The Scientology and the couch jumping. Fine.
Look at your other...
Dude does good movies.
Look at your big name actors, right? Like your Will Smith. Put out like how many shitty movies lately? Even a Brad Pitt. Like, okay, he's done some good movies, but he's done a lot of bullshit.
World War Z. Fuck him.
What's the movie where he was growing backwards?
Benjamin Button.
Oh, come on now. Like, it's how that was Oscar shitty nominated. And... why? Because he had an affliction... Right. Like, come on. Realistically, it sucks dick. Like, honestly, Tom Cruise, he may not put out these, like, critically acclaimed movies, but anytime you pay money to see one of his flicks, it's a good flick, man.
Sorry, but every time I watch a Tom Cruise movie, for the most part, fucking solid and enjoyable. I didn't really care for, like, Night and Day, but
that was funny,
it's
though.
Still not a bad movie.
I actually liked Oblivion. His last
Oblivion was pretty good.
I like
any Mission Impossible. That last Mission Impossible, awesome.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you guys liked it, but I liked that Jack Reacher movie.
I didn't see it yet.
Oh, I thought it was really
good. It's on Netflix.
It's actually got a really good chase scene, where usually chase scenes are kind of gay and like, all right, get it over with. But it's actually pretty exciting.
I'm gonna look up his most recent ones.
Because
I've been hearing nothing but hate about Tom Cruise, but
it's all his personal life shit. It has nothing to do with his actual career.
My boy Kev saw it over the weekend. He said it was epic. He said it was really good.
What, Edge of Tomorrow?
Edge of Tomorrow. He saw it. He said it was really good.
I want to see it. Like, all right, Oblivion, we like. Mm-hmm. Me and you, I don't know if Lou saw it. Rock of Ages, I didn't care.
That's a Broadway thing, like whatever. He was actually good in it though.
Jack Reacher, we got the Lou endorsement.
Yeah.
Mission Possible, Ghost Protocol. I love that movie. Mm-hmm. Night and Day, we just talked about it. Tropic Thunder.
Now, come on now. That was his best performance ever.
Valkyrie, still not a bad movie.
That wasn't a bad movie, even though you knew how it was going to end.
Lions from Lambs, I didn't see. Mission Impossible 3, fucking amazing. War of the Worlds.
You know what? I don't like this. It wasn't that he was bad. I didn't like this story.
How about Collateral? Great,
that was
movie.
Good with him.
Great
and Fox.
Fucking movie, Last Samurai. Still
Minority Report.
Minority Report.
Last Samurai was amazing.
Last Samurai was really good.
Yeah. This guy's got a good body of work. I'm tired of people ripping.
Last Nigga on Earth, starring Tom Hanks.
Right.
Anyway, story in this one: he's in a war. There's alien menace. He gets killed, and every time he gets killed, he goes back in time. It's basically a war version of Groundhog's Day. Where he becomes a better and a better soldier.
Oh, I remember seeing a commercial for this. Yeah.
It looks really good, man.
I've heard interesting things about it. So we're going to play a little Rotten Tomatoes one-on-one edition between you two.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be either you guys are going to really fuck each other over or...
Well, it's not a bad idea to constantly just be like, yeah, 50? 51, motherfucker. Right. Or 1.
Maybe we should come up with a different way to play this.
Nah.
I wish I gave this some thought.
Well, yeah. With two people, it's a little bit different, but F you, Lou. Play the thing. Right.
It's always such a put down.
So basically, the way it's going to work this time is, again, whoever gets closest to the number without going over. I basically see one of you picking a number, and then it's going to be a game of over-under.
Talk to this nigga right here.
All right. I say, honestly, I say 77.
You're going to say 77?
Yes. I think that the critic score is going to be 77. It's a pretty good movie.
I don't think critics receive them that well.
Cruise?
Yeah.
It's nice on the
plus, end. Sci-fi, they don't tend to go for that. I'll give it a 55.
55 or 77?
Yeah.
It's at a 90.
Wow.
It was the Brian.
Wow.
The one thing I've been hearing about this movie a lot is that it's funny.
Huh.
That it's well, I imagine, because if he knows he's going to die.
There's a lot of humor yeah. in the...
Like, he's like, oh, motherfucker. Like, yeah. He gets murked.
Audience score, 92.
Audience score is always a little higher, except yeah. for the Adam Sandler movie.
But I always feel like, yeah, that's true.
It's like, critic score, 10.
Audience
nine.
Score, 9. 9. But I always find it, like, the closer to 100 it gets, the more interested I am in seeing it. Now, I wasn't interested in really seeing this before, like, in theaters, I should say.
Though I work in New York, and the billboards they have are pretty epic out there, man. Like,
it's not doing great, though. Only $28 million. It's like a $200 million movie.
It's not going to make its money back at $28 million first weekend. But you know what? This is like, it might be like UHF, where it just gets lost in the shuffle of amazing movies that came out this summer.
I don't know. I think it could. Well, you know, X-Men is still probably doing well.
Well, not only got X-Men, you have all the women want to see Maleficent.
Thugnificent.
Which I heard was boring.
It wasn't boring. I saw it was good, but like again, it's any girl wants to see Maleficent. It's a huge like the story for them. They love it. Yeah, all the guys want to go see the X-Men movie. Then you have Godzilla out now. You have so many movies out right now.
It's, yeah.
So who the fuck wants to see him?
Rest in peace, Dennis Farina. Rest in peace. Beautiful.
Did I talk about how
you
I saw...
You got sandy beaches in England.
Did I talk about how I saw the X-Men one?
No, I didn't. No.
Oh, it's awesome. You should watch it.
How descriptive of you, Pete.
I'm getting to it. It's the same problem that I've had with every movie I've seen this summer, though, where it's too long.
Yeah.
That's the only downside. It doesn't need to be 2+ hours. It's 2 hours, 10 minutes. It could have been an hour and a half.
If you're going
to
charge you fucking like $15, $25 to see a goddamn movie, let it be at least a couple hours.
No, because you know why? It's half the movie I'm like, and I like the movie a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's to me one of the first X-Men movies that felt like an X-Men comic book, but it there were parts where Professor X is whining about something, and you're like,
"Where's my hair?"
Yeah, pretty much. Now, we need you to hope again. It's a fuck. Shut up with the.
What am I, a Care Bear? Give me on.
And then you're like, get to Magneto doing awesome Magneto things, because young Magneto is the shit. So it's Professor X crying about something, and then Magneto tears a stadium out of the ground and tries to smash the White House.
Oh, nice. Not to mention also The Neighbors is out and A Million Ways to Die in the West. So it's like, I mean, this particular movie, unless you want to see a sci-fi flick, it's lost.
Well, speaking of where everything falls, let's talk about the next one. The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh my God, I heard this was epic.
Seriously?
No, wait. There was a different movie I heard was epic. It was a movie about two people with cancer that were...
That's this one.
Dude, I heard the critics' review was this was crazy. No, it sounds totally boring.
Because I'll read the description real quick. Well, I'll give you the gist of it. There's two teenagers who share an acerbic wit, a disdain for the conventional, and a love that sweeps them and us on an unforgettable journey. Their relationship is all the more miraculous, given that they met and fell in love at a cancer
center. The girl's popular in this, right?
Shailene Woodley. I don't know who she is.
I don't know who she is either.
And Ansel Elgort, also starring Willem Dafoe. Oh, Mike Birbiglia is in this. I like Mike Birbiglia. And Laura Dern. She is in The Spectacular Now. She's a chick from The Descendants. Okay. She's Mary Jane in the next Spider-Man.
Yeah. I you know what? I just happen to know that this actually beat out the Tom Cruise flick, and I know that the critics are raving about it. I'm going to say, I'll match Tom Cruise.
What are you gonna say? 90?
I'm gonna say no. Match Tom Cruise movie because I don't know how much better it was, but I heard this movie was like a juggernaut this weekend. Or at least for the people score gave it like crazy high.
So what's your number?
90. I'll go 90.
You're gonna go 90, yeah. Lou.
Damn, I don't know anything about this. It's a blind thing, but cancer is a big winner.
You gonna go 91 or 1?
1. If I had to guess for real, it'd probably be like 85 or something. But I'll go 1 just because I want to win.
That's a good bet because 85 is slightly too high. It's at an 82.
Yes.
that would have screwed you. Now, critic score was 92. I hear the name of this movie and I'm like, I lose interest. I hate the name of it.
What is it? Yeah, one more time.
The Fault in Our Stars. It's like one of those pretentious
it teen sounds names. Like some artsy fartsy shit.
Yeah, like it's going to be one of those teen movies and they're going to probably have obnoxious character names.
I heard it was supposed to be pretty great, though. Like, because I never heard of the film ever. When,
you also
when,
have a girlfriend who reads the books that these things are based on.
She wasn't here this weekend. She was at a reunion. I heard what Kevin was telling me that my friend Kevin, who saw the Tom Cruise flick, he said it was great. And he was saying that, oh, the other movie made more money, like way more money. And he was like, I don't know why, but he said he heard that it was great and everything. Like, you know, all the critics and the people loved it.
I actually want to go into it. Here's the top, like, couple movies this week. Fault in Our Stars, number one, followed by Maleficent, followed by Edge of Tomorrow. Edge of Tomorrow's getting killed. Then followed by X-Men, Million Ways to Die.
X-Men's getting killed. This is, what, the second month, second week of it being released?
It made plenty of money in the first week. Mm-hmm. So it made its money back in the first. That's the thing with movies this time of year, especially, and now they make their money back so quick. And then the next week, they're forgotten for whatever the next thing is. Like, next week, How to Train Your Dragon 2 and 22 Jump Street.
I'm going to see How to Train Your Dragon, I think. I love the first one so much.
I will see How to Train Your Dragon in 3D.
Yes.
Because I wish I saw that first one
in 3D. The first one in 3D was great because you kind of felt like you were flying. Like it was that's why Disney
I
wanted ride.
When I watched it after the fact. Mm-hmm. I wished I saw it in 3D.
And I can't wait to go right back with Hiccup and see what's going on.
And it looks awesome. Do you see the trailers? It looks like so much fun.
He's like Stitch almost, like, but a dragon.
Yeah, they look the same. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the one more movie, the last one I want to cover. This is not a big release. Mm-hmm. But it's from a director I like, Bobcat Goldthwait. No. Say what you want about his act in the 80s.
The one movie that you told me to watch from him was that movie where the guy was killing all the fucking
God Bless America.
God Bless America? Yeah, that was awesome. That was great. Really good.
So this movie's called Willow Creek, and I've been waiting for this one for a bit. It's kind of like a found footage thing about people who go looking for Bigfoot. And it's supposed to be really fucking funny and scary.
Cue the bobcat sound again. It's kind of like a Bigfoot call.
Ah! All we really have is that Jimmy Kimmel called it Scary and the Hendersons, and Bobcat Goldthwait himself called it the Blair Squatch Project.
Boom.
Now, this is a small release. Small release about Bigfoot. What do you think it's going to get?
This bullshit's going to get like 28.
Yeah, I was thinking similarly. I'll give it a 1.
You're going to give it a 1? Well, Brian wins because it's at a 93.
Wow!
That's why I wanted to bring it up because it's actually the highest reviewed Bonkers. Movie of this week.
Well, yo, this is an unprecedented weekend. We had Tom Cruise, which is in third, at a 90. You had the cancer movie, which was what, a 92?
Yeah.
And then you have this movie that's a 93. How many weekends have we ever had?
No, 82 for Fault in Our Stars.
Or whatever. How many weekends have we ever had that many movies that were that highly rated? Right. Like, never.
Yeah, the reason I brought this up was because I'm looking forward to it because I like him as a director. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got a couple movies I really dig. And it got 93, and that was kind of shocking to me.
Yeah, especially for found footage. Plus, it sounds like a bit of a comedy. Am I right on
black
that?
Black comedy.
So,
like, have you Chris seen any Tucker, of his stuff? Have you seen World's Greatest Dad with Robin Williams? Or
No. I stay away from him.
Yeah.
It's good, though. It's good. You should check those out.
Jumanji, Flubber, come on, guy.
Toys.
No, right? Toys. It's not his typical movie. It's Toys. So not his typical thing.
You know, Robin Williams, I don't like him as a comedian. Whenever he's
Captain,
doing
my Captain.
Serious shit, I think I like him a lot better.
Good Morning Vietnam, the Dead Poets Society.
He was super creepy as that fucking photo attendant.
8mm, whatever it was.
Whatever. No, you're thinking a Nicolas Cage movie.
Oh, it's a shitty movie. Yeah.
But I know, 1 hour photo.
1 hour photo.
Yeah, like that was creepy.
Was it him and Pacino in that?
No, that's Insomniac.
Look,
Insomnia. That's Christian Bale. Not Christian, but Christopher Nolan's first.
Whenever he tries to be funny, I'm like, ugh. Speaking of Bobcat, him and that stupid Snickers commercial.
I didn't see that one.
Robin Williams is like on the football field going.
I seen that. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Bobcat is like a cheerleader. Right, that's him.
I heard Robin Williams. I don't remember Bobcat.
Bob. At the end of it, there's a cheerleader. He needs the Snickers. And it's Bobcat, and she's like, "Come on, guys! Snickers!
Oh my
Like, the most I remember him from was old episodes Police of Academy. Fucking... Well, that and he went Married with Children and Happily Ever After. And, man, I thought he was obnoxious.
On Happily Ever After, you mean, right? He was the bunny.
He was the bunny on that thing.
No, I think he did some guest spots on Married with Children.
Yeah?
Just, like, for, like, one episode here or whatever. Not, like, obviously not a steady character.
But he was, like that, the uncle, like, the weird uncle or something like that?
Something like that.
I don't remember. All right.
Well, I don't have that much more. I'm looking at, like, movie stuff. True Detective's out on DVD for those who still buy DVDs.
I would and actually that buy
if,
that.
If you buy DVDs.
If it has extras?
Probably.
What extras does it have? Because that one particular story was so fantastic, I thought, that if it had some good extras, I would own it. Because even though I do have HBO Go, I could watch the whole series, the whole show whenever I want to.
Oh, by the way, we talked about Brie last time. Who would you want to see on it for the next one? Mm-hmm. And I didn't come up with an answer. I would definitely pick Idris Elba.
Yeah.
And maybe like Jimmy Smits. I thought he was really
That's a cool pairing, actually.
He was great with Dexter.
I would enjoy that. That's a good pairing.
Yeah.
Special features don't really add that much. Mm-hmm. It's commentary tracks on two episodes, a 15-minute making of doc, behind-the-scenes featurette for each episode, interviews with cast and crew, and some deleted scenes.
Let me ask you, do you get that kind of shit if you buy a digital download?
No. Oh, yeah, wait. Actually, the extras, you do get.
Okay.
You get the extras.
I think that's what's going to happen. People are just going to be buying fucking storage devices.
You just YouTube it.
That's true.
And then you just watch regular episodes on...
So but like I mean, like, you don't get HD if you YouTube it, right?
No, well, no, not the extras you don't, but the actual, like, you get HD if you have HBO, you just watch HBO Go. So but I just want to see the extras. You care about the HD and the extras. You just want to see what happened, you know,
right.
what you're trying to see. I actually buy The Walking Dead every year, but I buy, like, the super edition with, like, the cool case and stuff.
Right.
But that's, like, only because if it just came out on DVD, I wouldn't buy it.
Right.
But if it comes with a cool case, I'll buy it. Does it come with a collector's case? Like a cool, like...
Nah, it doesn't even look like a cool thing.
If it came in one of those little, like, wicker, like, the little, like...
Oh, yeah.
Those dope. Things that
but
they
But you
make.
Know what? It seems like the point of the show is, like, antithetical to doing anything like that.
Well, if you buy it, I'll try and make you something like that.
Well, I would like the little wood things they were making that was part of the storyline.
Yeah.
If they made one of those and you could put the DVD case in it, I would buy that.
The case looks like McConaughey's drawing book or something.
All right.
I'm so surprised.
I would love that, actually, because he carried that notebook.
Yeah. I was so surprised he was good in it.
No, because you know what? I've always kind of liked him.
I like the reconnaissance, man.
Reconnaissance.
He's the, you know, for a while was the romantic comedy dude.
And that was terrible, but now the dude can act.
Yeah, but I mean, like, just seeing that, would you have picked him?
Yeah. You know what, because like, he wasn't just always a romantic comedy guy. He was in a bunch of those, but he was in, like, that dragon movie that sucked balls. He was in Tropic Thunder. That was hilarious.
Okay, so... That's what you have to go on, that dragon movie that sucked balls and a comedy.
That was his fault, though. It was like, the movie was dumb. It was a movie about fighting dragons.
It doesn't matter when you're casting shit, like, that's what you look at, right?
But he was great in his little part in, obviously, what was that movie? Like, they keep getting older and I stay the same age.
The age thing? Confused.
Days and Confused, man.
Oh. Well, the point is, it took him a while to get out of
Sahara that. Sahara Blue Dick.
Get out of that fucking... What is it called? A pigeonhole?
Yeah.
Yeah, pigeonhole.
It took him forever to get out of that. And I'm surprised that he was that good. That's what I'm saying. Not saying he was bad. I'm saying I'm shocked.
You know what? I guess you're right, considering like he did all of his good work, like Dallas Buyers Club and this.
People
and
don't really know about it, right? Don't talk about
it. He won the fucking Oscar for Dallas Buyers Club. Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
People have been
about
talking about him lately because he's
quality stuff.
He slimmed down to like crazy proportion. Like, he's not jacked up anymore. He was got crazy skinny for Dallas Buyers. True Detective, he stole that fucking show.
Yeah.
He was on a show where everyone's good on it.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson's awesome on it, and he still stole it.
You know what it is? I think that Woody Harrelson, if they were to switch characters, would have been the best character on the show. I just love the character
of Rust.
Of Rust. About, like, because Woody Harrelson, like, he had, like, issues.
He had some of the best lines.
No, he was great. don't get me wrong, every time he was like, you know, you're a fucking asshole, or you're weird.
You're the Michael Jordan of being an asshole.
Like, but he was like the regular dude, yeah. And Russ was just like obsessed with it.
And that's one of my favorite lines. Mm-hmm. What kind of guy are you? I'm a regular type guy with a big ass dick.
But I just loved how his character wouldn't drop that case.
Yeah, his whole life.
Like, while the character, the other guy had these, like, all these, like, issues with, like, just his, like, social life with his wife and his kids and his, you know, and banging other girls. That was his real problem. But, you know, McConaughey's real problem was the fact that he just couldn't, he obsessed over things. You know, like, he just couldn't let it go.
Yeah. Anyway, if you haven't watched, the point is watch mm-hmm. True Detective if you haven't watched it.
I can't wait for next year, man.
I can't wait to watch it. I'm going to watch it again as a marathon.
Oh, yeah. Which reminds me, I got to get that like list of cool country-esque songs that you got, because that has a cool fucking theme song, man.
Oh, it does.
Oh, True Detective, great yeah. theme song with a cool opening credits.
Because I know like
one... Yeah, Woody with his road face, and then you got Spike Butt.
And yeah, that's right. I've got one song like that where it's like a country song that's super grim, but I would definitely like a whole playlist of that kind of shit.
Did we talk last week about who we want to see the next one?
We talked about it forever ago.
I forget yeah, what you guys said. Yeah, back when we were like big into it, when it was going on.
Yeah, but I forget what you guys said.
But there's been rumors all over the place. I heard Brad Pitt for the longest time.
I would love to Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, but... Oh, Brad Pitt, Kevin Spacey?
You say Morgan Freeman? Brad Pitt Freeman?
Was in there. What was the chick from Zero Dark Thirty?
The redhead one?
Yeah, she was in there for a bit. Like, lots of names have been thrown out, but I don't think we've ever gotten a...
Even Ashley, Ashley Judd and Morgan Freeman, just from the old, like,
Bone Collector?
It was like that Vaughn Came a Spider or something like that.
Oh, yeah, those. Okay, I'm thinking
Denzel. What's that guy? The guy, Denzel Medea. Medea took it over.
Put Denzel in there.
Denzel, I mean, you can't. Can you think you can get Denzel to go on?
How cool would that be? He'd be great on the show.
Well, like I'm just
Denzel saying. And John Goodman.
Yes,
bring him back.
Done
from Fallen.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I mean, Denzel, you don't really take into consideration how good of an actor Denzel is. Where that movie Flight would probably be garbage without him.
I think he's lots of great, but would be garbage I will say one thing about him: I love him 10 times more as a bad guy.
Make him the bad guy then.
He doesn't get that opportunity. Well, besides
very often. the one movie with it's like King Kong and Nothing on Me. Was that
yeah. Training Day.
Training Day. How many movies is he a bad guy in? Really?
That fucking gangster movie. He was a bad guy.
Oh, he American played Gangster? Yeah, American Gangster.
Yeah.
But that was like a gray area bad guy.
That was still the focus was on him.
Yeah, so he was like a bad guy, but it was like Scarface. Yeah, where you exactly. cheered for the bad guy.
Then like the movie he did with Travolta, he was originally supposed to be the bad guy.
Which he was the good guy in that though.
And they swapped him.
Which one was that?
That was the one with the train. Pelham 888 or some shit like that?
Oh, taking a Pelham.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3? Yeah.
It wasn't great, but I'm just saying, like, Travolta. He was supposed to be the bad guy in that, and they switched
him. Like, you are unlikable, John. You and your gay massages.
No. You know, I actually thought, like, the one movie that he did with...
Samuel L. Jackson?
Pulp Fiction? No, it's fairly... Not that recent, but
Face Off.
The dude, talking Travolta still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Travolta.
What did Travolta do recently?
Hairspray. Within the last 10 years, like an action movie.
The last decade.
With that kid in that like Showtime show.
No.
What the fuck are you?
No, doing? No. He's done nothing.
What's that guy's name? He's also in that new Dracula show. That kid that he did the movie with.
New Dracula.
There's a Dracula show.
Yeah.
True Blood.
No.
There. It's a network I know there's TV a Dracula show. I just.
More True Blood.
Give me a second. But I thought it was fucking, like, funny.
Vampire Academy.
Right. Side note, you want to move on while he looks that up?
Yeah, she'll definitely move on.
Here's I just saw this. I thought you may think it's cool. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of speculation on who the main character of the new Star Wars movie is going to be.
Who is it?
Dash
Rendar?
A lot of people are saying that it's the character played by Josh Boyega. You know who that is?
No.
Fucking Attack the Block. It's Moses.
Really, man?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's awesome in that fucking movie.
Fucking, you can add a second black guy to the whole series now. It's not just Lando.
And make him the main dude, because that dude rocks in Attack the Block.
I wish he's just Moses.
I wish so, too. That'd
like, he stole the guy's spaceships, and he shot up there.
Yeah, he took it from the fucking Bluetooth things.
Fuck yeah. You know what? The first, the prequel 3 turned me off so much that I'm like... I'm wary of these new three, but if George Lucas has nothing to do with it, Which is weird.
They keep adding people. Do you know who else they added? Was Lupita Nyong'o, you know, from 12 Years a Slave.
The black chick who was like...
super hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Brienne of Tarth.
Yeah.
Really? Good for her.
Yeah, she just... and they're saying that it has, it's going to have a female villain more than likely. So maybe one of them.
I will say...
Malnificent.
You guys remember that Gendy Tartakovsky thing?
Yep.
They had... when he did the Star Wars animated thing for Cartoon Network... the Sith chick was like some bald-headed...
Asajj Ventress.
That would be sick if they did that.
But that's prequel character.
Still, like, that character was awesome.
I could see Lupita Nyong'o playing her because she's got the shaved head.
Yeah, that'd be dope. But oh, the movie I was talking about was From Paris with Love.
Ew.
With Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
The boot... oh, that guy's awesome in The Tudors. The bootleg Bond title, like...
it wasn't really a Bond title. The guy was...
From Russia with Love is a Bond title. And that was probably in the late 60s.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah. Listen, they waited 40 years to make a shitty movie. That's when
Roger Moore jumped off the ski slope with the Union Jack.
The parachute, yeah. Yeah. The British flag, too.
But I thought it was more funny than anything.
Boo-loo.
Same. Boo. Watch it.
No.
Listen, don't... don't tell me that shit.
I know the one you're talking about, and that's the one that was basically a big jerk off to Travolta's career, where they kept, like, he's in Paris, so they kept calling things like a Royale with cheese.
Did they? I don't remember that. I just remember him doing, like, funny shit. Like, I don't know. It wasn't so much the action, it was just him being funny.
Sure. I really think we need to start our own, like, movie podcast, where, like, we could just take all this and just do a whole podcast of it.
I tell you what, we need to find a new movie to do.
We should do that. Tweet us if you want us to do that.
A new movie to do your movie thing.
Yeah, we should do that too.
We haven't heard the theme song in forever. And that's a reason alone to do it.
We should do Tango and Cats, like the movie we were supposed to do.
That was a whole...
a year ago?
Yeah. I mean,
no, but he's talking about the fucking stupid...
Like...
yes. Oh, yeah. Randy Newman.
Randy Newman thing.
But, yeah.
All right, so I think we're good for this week, though.
Right.
Yeah, let's call it a day. We'll talk about this all.
Yeah, so do the plugs.
Anyway, follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics, like us on Facebook, and email us at paintedblackcomics@gmail.com. Also listen to our other podcasts, A-Squad Video Game Show, and Disenfranchised Sports Show, and Politics, which is Politwits.
Politwits now.
I keep calling it by the original name.
Political. You killed it with your stupid... logo.
I did a logo of the Washington Monument with balls attached, and Apple didn't like it.
Listen, let me just say, like, I'm glad you guys switched it, because the original name sounded too much like Pile of Dicks to me.
I never thought of that.
Pile of Dicks.
Pile of Dicks.
Right. So now it's Pile of Twits. There's no dick involved.
By the way, Lou is very unlyrical. He has no puns in him, though.
It's just, I think it's a better name. You guys lucked out, maybe.
I only lucked out
because it's fortunate.
There's another, like, it's, like...
although, yeah. I'm sad that you didn't get to use the Washington Monument with balls.
That will not let me do that. Off limits.
Maybe you can
You can't put nuts on the monument?
What's your picture now, currently?
Zippy. He sent me one, but I never put it up.
It should be...
it was the Constitution with, like, permanent marker drawn over it.
Yeah.
Oh, because maybe you can get, like, Mount Rushmore with some balls on it.
On what? Whose chin? What?
The least important.
I'll show you the artwork.
Teddy Roosevelt. Yeah.
Anyway.
Teddy.
We're done here. So. For myself and Brian and Lou, close the door behind you.